U.S. police have attacked and arrested up to 200 protesters in Boston as anti-Wall Street rallies continue across the country. The campaign has now spread to more than 1,200 cities. The protesters are angry with American corporate greed and the U.S. wars abroad. New strikes have hit Greece as the government finalized talks with international lenders on additional spending cuts. Civil servants blocked entrances to several ministries. Teachers and municipal staff walked out, and a key refinery began a protest shutdown. More strikes are planned later this week. Israeli Prime Minister is seeking ways to legalize unauthorized settlement outposts built on private Palestinian land. Benjamin Netanyahu is setting up a task force to explore ways of legalizing such construction. The international community considers all settlements built in occupied Palestinian land as illegal. Hundreds of Israeli doctors have quit in protest at their low pay and the high cost of living. At least 700 medical residents skipped work after weeks of failed negotiations. Israelis have staged demonstrations in recent months to protest the spiraling costs of housing, education, and consumer goods. Iraqi cleric Murtada al-Assad has opposed any kind of American presence in his country. The comments by the head of the Sadr movement come as Iraqi officials discuss keeping a limited number of American troops as military trainers beyond the 2011 deadline. An oil leak from a ship stranded off New Zealand has become the country's worst maritime pollution disaster. The amount of oil spewing into the water has increased up to 10 times after the ship sustained further damage in a storm overnight. Category 3 Hurricane Java is marching toward western Mexico. The storm is headed for one of Mexico's busiest cargo ports and popular tourist resorts. It is predicted that the hurricane will reach Category 4 strength by the time it makes landfall on Tuesday afternoon. Workers in Thailand are racing to build flood walls on the outskirts of Bangkok as rising waters threaten to engulf the capital city. The country has been hit with its worst flooding in half a century. At least 270 people have been killed since June.